She made me stand by the banisters. There was nothing to be seen, and no sound. She didn't explain, but after a moment I realized what had excited her. It was the scent. The perfume of mimosa was wafting up through the house, wave upon wave, as if on a warm, soft breeze.
Fine.
Let's see if we can trace it, she whispered.
You're around.
We went downstairs. The scent was a great deal stronger in the hall, but was faint in the nursery. Pamela laughed softly. It was like playing hide and seek. The dining room was as we'd left it, bare except for packing cases, pictures stacked with their faces to the wall, and rolled up rugs. In the watery moonlight, it looked unnaturally still, dead, but the air was fragrant with that golden mimosa scent. It makes me dizzy, Pamela whispered. Leaning over a packing case, she breathed deeply and beckoned me with a gesture. When I stood beside her, I was sure, as she was, that the scent was strongest here. A feeling of mystery made us both talk with hushed voices and move as if in the presence of someone who must not be disturbed. Pamela lifted the loose lid of the case. What is it? I whispered. I saw nothing but a lot of old junk. Don't you see? She replied. It's not ours. It's the old stuff. It's theirs. Stuff that was left in the studio cupboards. It was an assortment of the kind of rubbish which people hoard because it's difficult to dispose of. or because it may come in useful someday. There were rolls of wallpaper, a world map, lengths of stained old silk and brocade. There was a teddy bear, a headless doll, and a large chocolate box with a picture on its cover, unstuck. I said to Pamela, "Are you sure we're not imagining the mimosa? Do you smell it still?" "Indeed I do. It seems to be coming in waves, as if the air were being fanned. Open that little box." I felt a curious reluctance to touch it. I said, "Leave it till tomorrow." But Pamela took it and pulled off the lid. On the top, carefully rolled, was a piece of gaudy striped silk. A small square shawl with a tangled fringe. She took out next a fan, covered with sequins, a high tortoiseshell comb, an empty vial, and a pair of castanets. "Carmel's treasures," she said under her breath.
"Take hold."
A shiver passed through me. I struggled against the conviction that we had been forced or led to do what we had done. To come to this room and discover these things. I felt a ghostly presence too close. I scarcely heard what Pamela was saying. She repeated it. "What's on the label? Have you a match?" There were matches in my dressing gown pocket. I struck one and held it to the printing on the faded label of the heart-shaped flask. Parfum Mimosa.
Okay.